When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the Inside Track, brought to you exclusively by Americana Rhythm Music Magazine. I am your host and publisher, Greg Tutwiler. I am speaking today with Zach Smith about his new CD, Signs of Life. Zach has a traditional and gospel-influenced alternative Americana sound that has come from years of listening to artists like Neil Young, The Rolling Stones, and Bruce Springsteen. Welcome to the podcast, Zach. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing, Greg?
Good, good. So you were telling me that you're hanging out in New Jersey.
Yeah, yeah. That's where I grew up here. I still live here. And most of my band, they live in New York, in Brooklyn, most of them. So we play a lot of shows there, and I spend a lot of time there. But I grew up and I still live in New Jersey.
Okay. So, give me a little bit of background about how you got started in music. I think I read where you started out with piano lessons and weren't particularly fond of those. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I hated practicing, and so I stopped doing that. That was the kind of thing like my parents made me do it. So I stopped doing that, and then around the time I started high school, around 14 or 15, I guess, I really got into like classic rock. And so I picked up the guitar after that, and pretty soon, right away after that I started writing. I always kind of wanted to be a writer. The guys I really looked up to were the songwriters. So it was around 14 or 15 I started writing songs.
Okay, and that was what era? How long ago?
I'm 31 now, so this was like 1999.
Okay, and classic rock, I think, if I read correctly, somebody introduced you kind of for the first time to that sound and kind of launched you in that direction, huh?
Yeah. I had a friend who was into Led Zeppelin, was like the first band that I really loved. So he was into them, and I remember I got there was like a two-disc greatest hits that I would listen to constantly. So they were like the first big band that I was became obsessed with.
Sure.
And then it was Hendrix and I had the phase where I listened to The Doors a lot. There's a lot of that stuff I don't really even listen to that much anymore. But those were kind of the bands that I wanted to hear everything they ever did, and mm-hmm. I was obsessed with.
And I think I read where you taught yourself to play using tablature books that belonged to your dad, is that right?
Yeah. The majority of my guitar learning has been through that. Yeah, he plays guitar. He's a good guitarist, and he had all these stacks of books. There was like Bob Dylan and the Beatles and that type of stuff. So I picked them up, and you practice enough, you figure out how to it tells you how to play chords and all.
Sure.
That stuff.
Yeah. And so, listening to your music today, it doesn't really. I can hear influences, I guess, of the classic rock, but it's really more folk rock, I guess. Is that how would you classify what you're playing today?
The album we just released, I think that it's, you could say folk rock, you could say Americana. I would say, certainly doesn't sound like Led Zeppelin. It's not. This last album is kind of a stripped down thing than what we usually do.
Okay.
But I usually say alternative Americana.
Okay.
When I think of like straight Americana, I think of like bands like The Band and things with like Appalachian type instruments, and it's mm-hmm. not that. So mm-hmm. I throw the alternative in there too, I guess.
What do you find is the type of venue that works well with your music?
The bigger the venue, the more people I can have on stage. And when we are doing like a full band thing, there's three backup singers, and there's me on guitar, another guitarist, bass, drums, and piano. So we can't always, there's not always a stage big enough to fit us like mm-hmm. that. So if we, that those are kind of my favorite shows, the one where we can like spread out and have the whole band and the full sound.
Okay.
So that's the bigger type venue for the sound I guess we're going for.
Do you still do a lot of the solo, duet, trio type events?
Yeah, no, I mean, we definitely do that because the you know, you can't always get the big venues. It depends where you're playing. So, but we do that frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a different sound. I don't know that I prefer one or the other. Actually, it's just a different vibe.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you're looking for, if you're trying to see what's like on the actual album to recreate that, you kind of need this full kind of backup singer choral thing. You know?
I read a kind of funny story about one of your first experiences of playing in a coffee shop. Tell me about that.
The first time I played, which one are you talking about? I'm not sure.
The one where, I think you played and it was pretty empty and
it was a pretty
humbling experience to actually get paid for that.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
This was the first gig I played, the first full gig I played, I was going to school up in upstate New York,
uh-huh.
and there was a coffee shop near there where I would go every week and I'd play. They had an open mic night, and the guy was nice enough to offer me a full show,
mm-hmm.
just me on guitar,
mm-hmm.
and I was excited for it, and so I went and I played it, and there was almost no one there, but. He was a very nice guy, and he paid me afterwards. And I remember the feeling of, you know, you're paying me for that. That's a strange feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even today, you know, I don't get paid that often, so it's a strange thing. It's a strange.
You were doing at that time original music, is that right?
Yeah. It was almost all original.
Okay.
From a very, very early on, I knew I wanted to be a writer. That was kind of my main focus.
I think so much so that you were writing story type writing originally in school. Was that kind of your first?
Yeah. I even before I was into music, I was into writing like fiction type stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I read a lot, and I still read a lot. I kind of felt like that was, I was always kind of drawn to that. That felt like the most creative aspect to me. I was kind of, that was the thing I was most passionate about. So when I got into music, it was kind of natural to be drawn to, I guess, the writing aspect of it.
Do you see the kind of things that you like to read? Do you see that filter over into the songwriting that you do?
I see it here and there. There's certain lines here and there. I read a lot of poetry, a lot of like classic poetry stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see, you know, it's not as overt as, you know, I want to write a line like this or that, but I can see it looking back after I've written a song. I say, oh yeah, I can see where that influenced me or this writer influenced me.
Right. Okay. And is this current album your fifth or is it your sixth that you just put out?
This is my this is my sixth. There was an EP too. If you're counting an EP, it's six.
Okay. And all of those original songs, right, that you've written?
One, two, three, four, five, six. Yes, all those. I did years ago put out a album of covers, but I wasn't counting that. So.
Okay. When you play covers, what kind of stuff do you like to play?
We don't do too much. The current stuff we've done, let me rephrase that. Most of the stuff we do is kind of older stuff. We do a blues song called Hidden Charms that was Howlin' Wolf sang it.
Uh-huh.
And we do there's an old Irish folk song called Kitty that I first heard by the Pogues.
Okay.
The most recent thing, one, I like that band, I like Florence and the Machine. There's one song by them that we do. And, you know, we should probably do more current things to get people's attention, but I'm kind of drawn more towards older stuff, I guess.
Right, okay. Well, it sounds like with your influence that kind of fits your style.
Yeah, I think that's true.
So tell me a little bit about your songwriting and your approach to that, your style. We have a lot of folks that read the magazine that are really interested in songwriting, and they're always trying to pick up new ways to enhance their own. And I always find it interesting to hear the different approaches that songwriters take to their own music.
I try to write every day. I try to write, put aside a couple hours if I can do that. There's not a set thing of if it's lyrics or music first. I think most of the time now it happens to be music first and then I'll film lyrics later. But it's been the opposite. There's been times where I've come up with like a good lyric for a chorus and written a song. It's been inspired by that, but I'm very conscious of kind of wanting to make sure that I write every day. If I don't produce anything in the course of the day, then I kind of have a bad feeling at the end of the day, like it wasn't a useful day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made that. That's been drilled into my. I drilled that into my head at some point. So it's like when I don't write, it's like I have a bad conscience.
And so, what is a day of writing look like for you? How would you approach that on any given day?
I'll take my guitar and I'll put the capo on a different fret than it was before.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll play chords until something strikes me as good, and then I'll sing. I'll just kind of riff on singing until I come up with a hook grips.
Do you complete them in parts? Do you find that a song will kind of come to you basically complete by the time you're done with it, or are these?
I usually complete them in parts. If I feel like I'm working something too hard, I put it aside and come back to it.
And
there's been a couple songs that have come pretty close to complete, but that's not like a occurrence that happens a lot. I always have like a lot of songs in progress at the same time.
Okay.
I have like a huge book of songs I'm continuously working on.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually finish them in pieces to answer your question.
What do you feel like's been one of your greatest experiences or moments as a performer? Has there been something that kind of stands out for you as like, that's it. I feel like I've kind of reached a pinnacle of sorts.
I felt like I was kind of, there've been times, I wouldn't say pinnacle, but I feel like there's been times where I felt like, okay, now this is, I'm at a different level than I was before this. We did a couple years ago, we did a tour in Serbia, and we played at some festival there. And so that was the first time we'd really been kind of on the road, like doing shows night after night after night.
Mm-hmm.
And there were, good venues. And by the end of that, I felt that there was, I felt more relaxed. There was, I felt like I knew what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
So that was good. And the bigger venues are always good to play. There's a venue called the Starland Ballroom in Jersey that's a big stage, and they have some big acts sometimes. We played there, and anything where there, the stages where kind of big acts come through, it's always kind of a good feeling. You feel like you're at a different level than playing some, hole in the wall place.
Now, when you guys are playing, are you going out for stints of time like a tour, or is it predominantly in the New York, New Jersey northern part of the country?
We do both. We haven't toured further south or west than Maryland.
Okay.
We've played at the University of Maryland, but we've toured up in besides the Europe thing, we've toured up in New England a lot. We've gone to Maine and Vermont, New Hampshire. And,
okay.
Played at Boston a bunch. So yeah, it depends. It depends on what we're doing. If we're recording, we don't have time to do that. But we've done both. We do both.
Okay. So the new CD, Signs of Life. Tell me about that a little bit.
So this is it's kind of a stripped down version of my songs. Almost all of them are songs that I've recorded in a different, like a full band version or different full band arrangement.
Mm-hmm.
And the last album before this was a full band album that had a lot of big production. There was like horn sections and there was lots of different instruments. It's very kind of big sounding. So the next thing I wanted to do was something where it was stripped from that, and that kind of the song and me singing was the main focus.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what the idea behind Signs of Life is.
It feels very story-ish. Was that intentional?
No. Do you mean stories in that the whole thing tells a story, or each song kind of?
Well, it feels like each song tells a story, which I'm sure is a songwriter's idea, but it feels like the album itself, not that they're all so stitched together that you can see it, but it just feels like that it has a story-type flow to it.
No, that's, I think it wasn't a conscious thing, but I think that in choosing those songs, I think the acoustic, stripped-down songs kind of makes more sense to if you're going to strip down a song, it makes more sense if it's kind of a story song, because there's more to, catch the listener than something that's just kind of a simple thing. So I think that was probably a subliminal idea that was in my mind when I was,
sure,
you know, picking which song to do.
Okay. And have you had a chance to go out with this yet? How current is the material?
We we released it in October, and we did a tour in October, and we've played, you know, shows every month since then. But that the last full tour was, it was October. It was October. But we played shows in the meantime, just not a full tour.
And you have another one coming up?
Another album or
another tour? Another
tour? Not yet. The next thing, my next thing on the agenda is I have another thing I want to record first.
Okay, so that's in the works for you now, then?
Yeah. We've been doing pre-production stuff, just go making sure the arrangements are right.
And what kind of music will this be?
This is going to be more rock. It's going to go back to more of a full rock kind of thing. The other albums I've released before this have all kind of been more rock based.
Okay.
This is the one thing I put out that is very acoustic kind of.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is this a full time thing for you?
It's as full time as I can make it.
Sure.
I also I work as a I work at, in a law firm as well.
Okay. Okay. How can folks find your music?
They can go to ZachSmithBand.com. It's and Zach with a K, Z-A-K.
Z-A-K-S-M-I-T-H.com, right?
ZachSmithBand.com.
ZachSmithBand.com, okay.
Yeah. And it's the same thing. It's on, you know, I'm on Facebook and Twitter. You can find me there.
And the album and other albums of your music, iTunes?
iTunes, yep, they're on iTunes, and you can go to my website and link to them, or you can order physical copies still.
Sure, okay. Well, thanks, Zach, I appreciate it. It's been really neat hearing about your music, and I wish the best to you guys.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to another edition of The Inside Track. We sure do appreciate you sticking around. Join us again real soon when we get together with another great artist and talking about their music. Have a great day.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.